I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I have been in a relationship with my boyfriend, who is 35, for almost 5 years. Overall, it has been good. We get along pretty well for the most part. We met in one city, and after some time, I have moved away from my job. For a while, we were long distance, and he did not want to move to where I was. After some time, he broke down and decided to move to be with me. I normally am not the type to shack up with someone, but since the circumstances were so unique, I decided to go ahead with it. After all, we were very serious and talking about getting married. Things were great for a while, and then I guess you could say we hit the relationship doldrums where you get bored with one another, but you don't necessarily want to leave. All relationships have their highs and lows, so I wasn't too worried. I would feel him emotionally pulling away from me, but there was not much I could do. He spends a lot of his time on social media sites talking to friends, in quotations. Several times I have looked at these chats and text messages on his phone and found things that were completely inappropriate from a few different women. I was understandably angry, and of course we fought about what was found. However, I decided to forgive him and we moved forward. In the last month, I was contacted by my ex, who is married. To make a long story short, we had a trip down memory lane and had speculative conversation about being together. I knew that none of it would happen, but it was nice to have someone to talk to since I felt alone in my current situation. Well, eventually he found the texts between me and my ex. There was a huge blow up. I admitted to my wrongdoing and had pointed out that I forgave him when the shoe was on the other foot. Things moved forward, but really didn't seem to get better. He was still distant and spending all his time on the computer, so I decided to do the same. Since I am new to where I am and don't know a lot of people, I put myself on a social site to meet new people. He saw that profile and flipped out again, even though I had not even started using it. He was angry at me for even putting it up, even though I was very clear that all I was looking for is friendship. I am angry at the double standard. Why does he get to talk to people and flirt with people anytime he wants, but when I just look around on a site and not even talk to anyone, it is a big, huge problem. Bottom line is that the trust has been broken in our relationship for a while. Since I found those first messages months ago, I don't trust him and he doesn't trust me. Steve, I have fought so hard for this relationship over the years and poured a lot into it. I thought this was the man that I was going to spend the rest of my life with, but lately I've been thinking differently. What should I do? Should I try and repair what's been broken, or should I just count my losses and move on? Please help. Well, I mean, if you don't trust him and he doesn't trust you, it's hard for the relationship to do anything but what it's doing if there's no trust. This trust has been broken. It's been broken. You're mad about a double standard. That's been in place for ages. We can't do things that men can do, and they can't do things that we can do. If we cheat, they really get mad at us. If they cheat, a lot of times we forgive them. That's just how it is. It's a double standard. You're angry at it, but that's it. If you want to stay and repair this relationship that it's been agreed upon, it has to be agreed upon by the both of you. You just can't do that by yourself. He has to want it too. And my question is, have you even talked to him about this? I mean, because he has the time. You say he spends his time on the computer and on social media sites most of his time. That's what he's doing. So sit him down, talk to him, find out where you guys are going. Can you get the trust back? You know, maybe you can, maybe you can't, but you at least have to talk to him, and he definitely can fit you in his busy schedule. Steve?
This letter is very long.
Yeah.
And very one-sided. This lady right here, the whole letter is his fault. She tries to throw us off a little bit at the middle, talking about, so she did this cause he did that. Mm-hmm. But it all gets back to, it's his fault. What she did to put into this relationship, how hard she been working. I thought he was the man. Well, could not he have thought you was the woman that he would spend the rest of his life with? But then something happened. See, dude ain't sitting on that site for no reason now. I want you to understand that. He ain't on the site for no reason. See, your whole thing in this letter is what he did to cause you to do what you did, and now he don't feel the same way. And you think this ought to happen this way. Let's go way back to the beginning. Why is he on the computer in the first place? See, everybody want to duck you know, you've often heard, you know, behind every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Uh-huh. Well, that happens with everybody. Oh, I got you found some texts and I got they was wrong. But what he texting for? But then guess what? Then you started texting. Oh, then he found yours. Huh? When you and your ex was talking about doing it again. Woo. Speculating. Well, he found it. Now, he don't want to forgive you. What? Why y'all in the relationship?
Yes, they don't trust.
What is this mess y'all doing? You ain't happy, he ain't happy. You thought, he thought. He found, you found. What the hell going on? Watch out. Come on now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.